It's Tuesday, November 2nd, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Signal reveals key details of police warrants and employee burnout coupled with work-life balance stats. This is the Business of Tech. Let's talk about the use of warrants, as Signal has released details of a search warrant from police in Santa Clara, California. Quoting ZDNet, in the search warrant, Santa Clara police sought to get the name, street address, telephone number, and email address of a specific Signal user. It also wanted billing records, the date of when the account was opened and registered, inbound and outbound call detail records, voicemails, video calls, emails, text messages, IP addresses, along with dates and times for each login, and even all dates and times the user connected to Signal. In response to the search warrant, Signal provided law enforcement authorities with timestamps regarding the account specified in the search warrant. The timestamps showed the dates that the account last connected to Signal. Signal said in a blog post that, by default, it does not collect the requested information from users. The company's interaction with Santa Clara County Police didn't end there, however, as the law enforcement authorities then issued a non-disclosure order that required Signal to not publicly disclose that it received the search warrant. The non-disclosure order was then extended four times, which resulted in Signal's request to unseal the search warrant being repeatedly pushed back. In total, it took Signal almost a year before the company was able to legally, publicly disclose the process it underwent when it received the search warrant. So, why do we care? IT providers are going to need more legal expertise, that's for sure. I talk about data management as a service. Use Signal as an extreme example. They don't collect much information at all about users, yet are also under pressure when law enforcement comes knocking. I'm pro-warrant as an approach, in that I believe requiring justified public documentation for the why of data collection is important. In a business context, I still believe there should be justified documentation for the why of data collection because it minimizes risk to the business. The risk of that data getting out, like ransomware, or even damaging customer trust, is a risk to offset. Ask why a customer or yourself is collecting all that data. A bit more insight into burnout. 80% of respondents in a survey by Mind Edge Learning are seeing an increase, with 37% saying it's a major increase. 54% of respondents said turnover is higher today than before the pandemic. Most Mind Edge survey respondents said their organization are introducing ways to reduce stress or plan to do so, a 9% increase over 2020 survey results. Only 38% of respondents said their organizations were not doing anything to address employee burnout. Kaspersky, too, with burnout data, two-thirds of employees are happy working from home, leaving a full third who aren't. Their conclusion is also a need for well-being as a focus. Of course, there's more on that front, too. Unify Square looked at workplace collaboration. Organizational plans have not suited some employees, with 12.79% reporting that they were more likely to quit their current jobs, and 1.24% would definitely leave. Work from home is popular. One in five, about 20%, enjoyed the lack of commute, and 30% believe that the biggest benefit of working from home was not wasting time in traffic. One in three, about 34%, preferred the more flexible work-life balance, with 23.7% citing that this was the biggest benefit of working remotely. One in 10, about 10%, said that working from home enabled them to focus without distractions. People who do work remotely tend to agree that working from home does resemble the in-office work experience. However, almost one in three, 32.33%, said it does not resemble the office at all. Almost half of the employees at 45.47% said that face-to-face human interactions appealed to them about returning to the office, and about 14% wanted the water cooler moment of in-person collaboration as an experience. One in five, 20%, wanted to delineate personal life from work life. Why do we care? Engaging employees right now is critical, considering they have more power than ever before. Their mental health is something to manage, and they're more fickle about their choices in life. It's tempting to try and couch this entirely in business terms, and I continue to focus on the intangibles of what do people want out of life. Strong leaders are working with their people to make them happier. Here's some data telling you how they feel. Are you still using on-prem file servers and VPNs to share files with remote workers? Ignite is a business-class cloud sharing solution that works more like your on-prem server than any other solution. With a security-first approach to file sharing and collaboration, Ignite offers multiple options for sharing files and collecting files from outside sources. And do it all while addressing data governance and compliance. Want to learn more? Check out ignite.com/MSP. That's EGNYTE.com. And when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.